And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble has been successful in his attempt to give attractive Claudia Vincent her first big start on Broadway. For Claudia is to step into the lead opposite Larry in his current hit. This is certainly good news to Claudia, and also to Larry, since it vindicates him, in a sense, in his initial estimate of Claudia's ability. But to Mary, it is hardly a blessing. These last days at the Nobles' home at Rosehaven, Long Island, have been anything but serene. Right now, on the terrace back of the house, we hear...
Claudia, take it easy on that last speech. You don't have to show so much emotion. Underplay it a bit, and it'll be more effective.
But I don't see it that way at all, Larry. In that particular scene, it seems to me that I'm full of emotion. I'm full of eagerness to tell what's in my heart. I don't think it's good to underplay it. Now, why should I whisper my feelings when I want to shout them to the world?
Look, Claudia, I didn't direct this play in the first place. Harold Ramsey did that. And in the second place, I wouldn't argue with him. So why bother to tell me what you'd like to do with the part? I'm only trying to help you play it the way Sheila did on opening night and ever since. It's a hit show after all. And I assume that her performance had something to do with it.
Darling, you are sweet when you scold like that. In fact, I think I like you best that way.
All right, Claudia, but let's stick to the story.
Yes, Larry. It is presumptuous of me to suggest even the slightest deviation from the part as Sheila played it, isn't it?
I don't know about that. But I do know that you're lucky to be able to step into Sheila's role. And if I were you, I'd stick to her way of putting it over.
In other words, I'm not nearly as clever as you've been telling others.
It has nothing to do with that, Claudia. I'm convinced that you're very clever, that you're bursting with talent. But I also know, after some years of experience on Broadway, that you'll be smart if you pattern yourself in this particular play after Sheila.
Well, personally, darling, I don't particularly like her characterization.
Hang it all, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. Thousands of people who have paid top box office prices think she's great. And since you're about to step into her shoes by a happy accident, you'd better not monkey with your luck.
You're terribly generous to say that, Larry.
Say what?
Oh, about Sheila's importance to the play.
Well, her part is important.
But, darling, I know that it's you who attracts people to the box office. Not Sheila and not Claudia, no matter how good I am. You're the big draw, Larry. By the very name Larry Noble on the marquee, well, that's what brings people to the theater.
Thank you, Claudia. But I'm not doing a solo act, remember that. Sheila's been very successful in her part. When you take over, you'll be judged on the basis of her performance and how you measure up. Won't you see that?
Suppose I improve on her acting, Larry.
Look, Claudia, don't get overambitious. The play is a hit as it is. Harold Ramsey is a smart producer. And right now, he's sold on your ability. But don't go changing the part around. Do you mind?
Of course not, Larry. Now, don't you worry about me. I'm not going to make you uncomfortable in your own play. And not for a minute. I'll just be sweet and unimportant, and I'll underplay you all the time.
Who said anything about underplaying me? I only meant
Sheila always played you, didn't she, Larry? And even though you're the one who put me into the part, you don't want any change to occur. Well, all right, darling. You can count on me. I know you only put me into this play because you thought you could count on me to be eternally grateful. And perhaps...
What the devil are you talking about? I did no such thing. I got interested in your career when I found out what a bad time you'd had from Rupert Barlow.
And that's all?
What do you mean?
You wanted to help me because of Rupert? Because you believed me when I said he stole my family's fortune?
Well, yes. You mean it isn't true?
Certainly it's true, Larry. Every word of it's true. But I just didn't expect to hear you say that that was your only reason for getting me into your play.
It isn't the only reason, Claudia. If I hadn't thought you had ability... I wouldn't have dreamed of going to Harold Ramsey about you.
You know, darling, I sometimes wonder about you.
Why, for the love of heaven?
Well, you can be so sweet, so terribly sweet. And then suddenly your mood changes and you're hard as nails. Why, you almost look at me with hate.
Claudia, please.
I mean it, Larry. Of course, I realize that you're completely tied down by your wife and family.
What?
And I'm sure you're taking a terrible beating because of me, but still...
Aren't you very thirsty after all this rehearsing? I thought I'd bring you some refreshment.
Aha, that's my girl. Matter of fact, Mary, I'm about parched. How about you, Claudia?
But I scarcely noticed. But it was nice of you, Mary, dear. And no wonder Larry's so devoted. Where could he find such a conscientious helpmate? And after so many years of marriage, too. It's quite amazing, don't you think?
Will you have lemon and sugar, Claudia?
Just lemon, dear. I've got to watch my weight now that I'm about to appear on Broadway.
Of course, Claudia. And you, Larry? I'm pretty sure this is what you want.
Oh, thanks, honey.
You know,
it must be
wonderful to know a person so very well, to be able to cater to all his creature comforts so perfectly.
Claudia, will you please...
Don't let me interrupt you two. I know you only have a short time, and these rehearsals are very important.
Wait a minute, Mary. There's nothing so important that you should...
You're very understanding, Mary. You do know how much these last precious minutes mean to both Larry and me, don't you?
Yes, of course. I've got to be a credit to Larry. I just can't let him down.
Listen, let's get this straight. The only reason
We'll talk about it later, dear. Right now, I know you want to get back to work. I'm sorry if I interrupted your mood, but I did think you'd get so very thirsty.
Mary, listen, wait.
I'll be right inside, dear, if you should want me. If I don't happen to hear you, just call Phoebe, won't you?
Well, what do they think they're doing out there on the terrace all this time, Mary?
Rehearsing, Maud.
Oh, rehearsing. Well, they'll have plenty of time for that when Claudia gets on stage at the Hamilton Theater. And if I'm not mistaken, he'll regret ever getting himself into this spot. I'll stake my soul that she's going to be trouble from the word go.
I don't see how she can be any more trouble at the theater than she's been right here in this house.
You haven't seen the end of her, Mary. Not by a long shot. The way she moves into a place is worse than a horde of Egyptian locusts. There's only one thing to do, and that's get rid of her, once and for all.
That sounds easy, Maud, but it isn't. Just look at Rupert Barlow. She moved right into his home while he was away in Bermuda, and he couldn't get her out.
Serves him right. I'm only sorry she didn't stay right there.
She probably would have. Larry hadn't invited her to come back here with us.
And that's the part I can't get over. Why did he have to interfere? Why did he have to go to Rupert Barlow's house in the first place?
That was my fault. My brilliant little idea. Oh, I wish we'd stayed away. Except that if I hadn't been there, Claudia might have killed Rupert.
Well, I can't see that that would have been such a great loss.
Maud, what a dreadful thing to say. You don't mean that.
Perhaps it's a bit of an exaggeration. But at the same time, I certainly do wish that you hadn't dragged Larry over to Rupert's Oyster Bay estate. At least not when Claudia Vincent was there.
Oh, it's no use wishing that, Maud. I did get him to go with me to see Rupert, and he did meet Claudia. What's more, she's absolutely hypnotized.
Oh, I don't think it's as bad as that. In fact, I have an idea he'll be quite tired of her before long.
You think so? When he spends all his time with her? When he sits with her for hours, coaching her in Sheila's part, so that she'll be a big hit in his play? You think that sounds as if he were tired of her?
No, but I don't know just how serious this is. I can't believe Larry would be taken in by anyone so obvious as Claudia Vincent. He might be flattered, he undoubtedly is, but that's all. He's too intelligent, far too devoted to you to get very far off the track.
Oh, I wish I could be as confident as you are, but I can't. I've watched them both too long. I do think Larry will be glad to have Claudia move away from here.
Well, of course he will, Mary.
Because it'll make him less uncomfortable. That doesn't mean he won't still be anxious to see her, away from me.
Now, Mary, you're just jumping at conclusions.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't say I blame you. Larry has been behaving like a child, but at the same time,
Maud, just tell me one thing. Do you think Larry is in love with Claudia?
Larry? In love with her? What an idea.
Seriously, Maud, as a friend, what do you honestly think?
Well, Mary, it's nothing.
But what do you think?
Larry, you know Larry.
I'm beginning to wonder.
I swear I could just shake him. And that Claudia Vincent. I tell you, Mary, she needs someone to teach her a good lesson. She ought
What's
to be...
What's the good of that, Maud? You know...
And maybe I'm the one to give her that lesson.
What do you mean?
Never mind. Maybe I'll think of something. Maybe I'll tie that smart-acting Claudia Vincent up in knots.
Mary only half listens. But Maud Marlowe is really constructing a plan. And perhaps it will work. Who knows? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.